IRIB English Radio presents
Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
The presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is your host Musa al-Bahadali, and you are now listening to the program Viewpoints. Joining us in the studio today is their friend Sheikh Muhammad Khani from the Islamic Seminary of Qum and Dr. Ali Alawiyan. I welcome you both to this program, and I hope that we will have a fruitful discussion today. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala.
Thank you very much.
Our topic today, dear friends, is about drugs, more specifically drug addiction. Yeah. Dear Sheikh, do we have any treatments mentioned in Islam, how we can treat such a problem?
Yeah, that's a good question. Like, I know there's a association right now that are dealing with these issues and finding solutions that they can actually implement in the different rehab centers around Iran. But if we have to look at what is drug addiction is basically a habit. It's an addiction, right? So it's something that you're used to because of the pleasure that are behind it. So normally, when they discuss this in ethics, when it comes to habits, how to deal with habits, especially if it's a bad habit, normally they say that you have to replace that habit, especially if it's accompanied by some sort of a pleasure.
Right.
Because a person is normally not ready to sacrifice the pleasure if not it's replaced with something, right?
True, yeah.
So
yeah.
If a person understands or he felt or experienced the pleasure of being a healthy person, normally he's not willing to sacrifice this pleasure for a pleasure that is lower than that. For example, eating unhealthy, there's some pleasure related to that as well.
Yeah.
But if you're a healthy person and you experience what it means to be healthy, you're normally not willing to eat unhealthy and experience that pleasure because you're going to sacrifice another and greater pleasure because of that.
So we should introduce something that is, I don't want to say as addictive, but as pleasurable as drugs.
We should find a solution and give him the tools to actually strengthen his own willpower. That's first and foremost, yeah? Because they have to come from outside. You cannot control people's addictions.
Right.
You cannot be like, you shouldn't do it if he wants to do it. Sooner or later, if he's under control, if he's in a controlled environment, sooner or later he's going to do it. You can control it for a period, for example. That's why we say, like, when we have to raise our children, we do exactly the same thing. We give them the willpower enough or strengthen their willpower enough so they can take the right decisions when they grow older.
So we should focus on a cure is what we are in agreement then.
Mm.
One such cure or a manner of controlling these drug addicts, especially in the US, and it has now spread in the world, is to legalize some drugs, some less harmful drugs such as marijuana. Do you, dear Sheikh, think that this is an effective method?
That's a very good discussion because I actually looked into it, and apparently there's a huge discussion when it comes to fiqh about whether marijuana is legal or not, whether it's been considered as being muskir or not, and goes under that definition. There's a huge discussion. Normally, our scholars, respected scholars today, they consider it to be impermissible because of the side effects of it, the harm it causes on a society, for a human being, and so on and so forth.
Harm? Which harm, if I might ask?
Yeah, like, for example, if a person is addicted to it, there's a lot of other aspects of his life which he normally doesn't take care of. Like, for example, his family. Normally, there's abuse related to, like, for example, smoking a lot or excessive use of these things, of these drugs. The harm in the society is, for example, criminality is often related to selling drugs.
That's why we legalize it.
Yeah, but that's the question. If you legalize it, what you're actually doing, you're pushing the borders further, right?
Right.
So now they can't make money on marijuana and drugs like marijuana, light drugs, as we define them as. But there's always like heroin, cocaine, and so they can always change it with something else, right? We're just pushing the borders for what's being normalized in a society. So I don't think it's the right way to actually go. Yeah, because yeah, the criminality or the criminal activity, they're not just gonna stop and be like, okay, now right. We don't have any way to make money. They're gonna find something yeah. else. Right?
In this way, I think we need to go again to legislate what cigarette is, mm-hmm. but the legislation of yeah. cigarette we have to review, and we have seen even in recent scholars and religious authorities like Ayatollah Makarem, hafizahullah, he also actually. No cigarette as something haram for a person to use it.
But when do that, dear doctor, you subconsciously you have to set some rules, because if we say cigarettes are harmful, what about using cola, drinking cola, which is very harmful?
As I said earlier, we have a general rule that لا تقبئكم لتك. You are not allowed to harm yourself.
Yeah.
You see, even cola, in case you are sure that it is harming you, so you are not allowed to use it. So when you are sure that it's harming you, so you need to
prevent using it. But where is the border, doctor? Because some foods are also harmful but delicious, but we eat them full of fat and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Where is the border, dear Sheikh? Do we have a border, or is it just up to the mukallaf, to the Muslim himself?
Yeah, that's where we go to the experts within the respected fields. And we talk with the experts about what is harming and what's not, right? Because maybe soda, for example, or cola can be harmful for me, but it's not for you. Why? Because you're healthy. You're a person that goes to the gym, you work out regularly, and so on and so forth. So it's really hard to give a general ruling or as a state come and make some regulations on these things if it's not something which harms the society in a broader manner, like we see directly with drugs, for example, marijuana, hashish, and these things.
Right.
We can see there's a direct relation between consuming these things and, for example, violence, or, for example, people making money of it, criminal activities, abuse in homes, and stuff like that. So
yeah.
there's a relation that makes it much more harmful than other things.
Right.
So I think that's what we leave to the experts, for them to define what's harmful and what's not. And as the respected doctor, he mentioned as well, we have general rulings on these things, and we have to define what's harmful and what's not by asking the expert or talking to the expert.
Same case might go for the music and the different types of qana.
Yeah.
So then it's a part of it has been left on the duty bound person, the person who is going to act upon that. So the marja or the religious authority tells you these are the criteria for something which is going to be halal, and these criteria are for the ones which are forbidden to be listened to. So then you as a mukallaf, based on your understanding, act upon it. And when you yourself adhere yourself to act upon whatever you have learned properly, then you will be ma'jur, you will be given will be given the reward for your good understanding of it. Whether at the end of the day you understood, for example, that what you understood at that time earlier, it was wrong. So for the time that you have understood and you have tried your best to know what is halal and what is haram, then you are rewarded, inshallah. Okay.
Then, doctor, let me ask you this question. We have a person who is stressed about work, about studies, very stressful lifestyle. Maybe he's a student, he has no time, he has not a lot of free time for his activities. He uses marijuana, for example, to smoke and relax his mind. Just like some people drink cola and watch a movie, instead of doing that, he smokes marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
Is he allowed to do that? Should we say, no, you cannot do that, it is harmful to you, when he is just going to say, no, it is beneficent for me?
Again, I think the answer is quite clear based on the Islamic rulings. Islam wants us to be wise in every aspect and moment of our life. Islam does not want us to be out of rationality and intellectualism, right?
Right.
So whatever makes this wisdom go away, so should be prevented from using.
But, dear brother, every type of entertainment that distracts you from your programs...
Sometimes you entertain yourself, and even we can give a sort of, let's say, a color of... a divine color to our entertainment. We do entertainment for having a healthier body, right?
And he smokes so he can study better.
But you say that he wants to relieve himself from all the problems that he have to leave just what the rationality and wisdom is.
But
right?
Here comes the question, do every goal justify its means, right?
So the ends justify the means,
yeah.
exactly.
Yeah, so I would say no, of course not, right? Because there's different ways of meeting your needs. For example, a person who needs some calmness in his life, is marijuana the right solution for that person? I would say no. Why? It's a temporary solution. It's a solution that's going to cause him more harm than actually solving the issue from the core, right? You're not going to find that tranquility or that calmness within yourself by smoking marijuana or intoxicating yourself. That's not the solution for having calmness in your heart, right?
Right.
So we have to look at what is it that you actually are trying to achieve, and do you achieve that by, for example, taking drugs? I would say no, of course you don't. Because because then you're controlled by something which is external, something which is outside of yourself. And the idea within the Islamic paradigm is that you're getting that tranquility and calmness in your faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right?
Sheikh.
In your lifestyle, the way you live, it comes from yourself. It's not external factors that actually gives you that calmness in your heart, right?
But if we apply that very same logic to a lot of other fun activities, we reach the same result. Like, you shouldn't watch so many movies. You shouldn't have a movie night. You shouldn't go to the cinema.
Yeah, of course.
Should we also say stop doing that?
No, I would say excessive use of these things, like going to the, let's say you go and watch like 4 films or 5 movies a day. Of course, I would say, you know,
binge
don't
watching.
Do it, right?
Yeah.
Right? So there's certain things that don't have the same, harm as, for example, taking marijuana or consuming marijuana, like going and watching a movie. Of course, if it's a movie that promotes values that are harmful, that's another discussion. Let's say a movie that is halal for you, it's some sort of entertainment or fulfillment in your life.
Right.
That's not an issue because it doesn't cause the same harm. You're getting the same, you're achieving the same, right? But you don't get the harm with it. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran, He acknowledges when it comes to alcohol and wine and stuff, maybe there's certain things that are positive. But He says the damage and the harm is even worse, right?
Mm, right.
So it's not a discussion about whether there's some positive effects about it. Yeah, marijuana, there's definitely a positive effect. Like people, they get calm, they get a sense of calmness, right? But there's also negative sides to it. And the damage and the harm that you causes the individual and the society is greater than the actual benefit that you get from these things.
But Brother Musa, if you want to accumulate all these cases and list the numbers of the issues that we might have around us, I think we have, a lengthy list. But when we have the ruling with us, I mean, the principle with us, as the respected Sheikh said, so we can ourselves induce what is good and what is bad for us, and what is harming and what is naturally prohibited, and we have to refrain from doing that. You mentioned, for example, marijuana. You mentioned, for example, films, videos, and everything. Whatever actually exceeds from this ordinary rate and actually makes us out of this wisdom is quite a clear principle that all of these that actually prevent us from being a wise person, they are known to be harmful and they have to be prevented and refrained from.
And that returns to the Mukallaf himself. That he feels that movies are distracting him too much from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear friends, one final question. Should we use drugs as a manner of treatment then?
Drugs as a manner of treatment. If there's no other solution, then maybe sometimes it gets necessary, yeah?
Actually, some of the drugs like opium were some medicine sometime.
Or morphine, for example.
When a person have to go undergo surgery, for example.
Yeah,
right? That's
so
different.
They have been using for such purposes. But since people actually misused them in the wrong, and they have used them in the wrong way, so they are now known as, for example, something which is going to be known as drugs. No, they have been medicine. I mean, sometime in the past, they have been a medicine.
Yeah. Right, and with that, we will unfortunately have to end today's discussion because we are out of time. Dear Sheikh, I thank you for
your
insightful
us.
Knowledge.
Jazakallah khair.
And I also thank the dear doctor for contributing to this discussion.
It was a great pleasure.
And I also thank the dear listeners for tuning in. Fi amanillah.
Say when I'm too concerned by what they say.
Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light that guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong and world that often lies, 'cause I don't need anyone.